こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Japanese for Everyday Life, Lower Intermediate Series, Lesson 9, Asking Your Neighbor to Keep the Noise Down. Hi everyone, welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. This is Japanese for Everyday Life, Lower Intermediate Series, Lesson 9, Asking Your Neighbor to Keep the Noise Down.
こんにちは、古橋香織です。Hi everyone, 香織古橋 here.
And I'm Becky. In this lesson,You'll learn how to ask your neighbor to be quiet at night.
隣の人がうるさくて困ったことはありますか?
Yes, I've been annoyed by a noisy neighbor before.
その時どうしましたか? 隣の人に静かにしてくださいと言いに行きましたか?
No, I didn't. Actually, I wasn't sure how to tell my neighbor to be quiet. What would you say?
そうですね。直接言う時は気を使いますね。私ならもう少し静かにしてもらえると助かります、と言うと思います。
If you could be more quiet, that would be helpful. Okay, let's listen to a model dialogue. Listen to the dialogue and participate when prompted by speaking aloud in Japanese. Use the patterns of Japanese you studied in the beginner level lessons. After you speak, you'll hear a model line of dialogue. Your answer doesn't need to be exactly the same.But do compare your response to the model line. In this lesson, you'll play the role of someone who's annoyed by his or her noisy neighbor. Your goal is to tell him or her to be more quiet. You're at your neighbor's door. Say who you are and explain that you live next door. How do you start the conversation?
すみません。隣に住んでいるスミスですが。
スミスさん、どうも。
You say, can I ask you a favor to start with?
あの、ちょっとお願いがあるんですが。
あ、何でしょうか?
Your neighbor asks you what this is about. Ask him to be more quiet after 10 o'clock at night because you work at home at night.
夜家で仕事をしていますので、できれば夜の10時以降はもう少し静かにしてもらえると助かります。
あ、わかりました。ご迷惑をおかけして申し訳ありませんでした。
Your neighbor understands your request and apologizes to you. Here are some useful words and phrases for this task. The first phrase is...
ちょっとお願いがあるんですが。
Can I ask you a favor?
ちょっと。
A little or a bit. You don't have to say this word. Just say,
お願いがあるんですが。
These are set phrases to mean, can I ask you a favor? As you learned in lesson 8, the sentence ending phrases,
んですが
and
のですが
are interchangeable.
ちょっとお願いがあるんですが。ちょっとお願いがあるのですが。
The next expression is,
うちには小さい子供がいる。
There are small children at home. Or, I have small children. In the model dialogue, this is a reason why you want to ask your neighbor to be quiet at night. Here are more expressions for other good reasons in this context.
子供たちは夜10時には寝る。
My children go to bed by 10 o'clock at night.
朝早く起きなければならない。
I have to get up early in the morning.
夜家で仕事をしている。
I work at home at night. The key expression in this lesson is, if you could be a bit more quiet after 10 at night, that would be helpful.
できれば夜10時以降はもう少し静かにしてもらえると助かります。
Here's the phrase meaning, if possible.
できれば。お願いするときに最初にできればを入れると 控えめな
moderate
表現になるので丁寧に聞こえますね。
The next part meaning after 10 at night is
夜10時以降。
You want to talk about the period after 10 at night, so you mark this phrase with a topic marking particle
は
and say
夜10時以降は。
The next phrase meaning if you could be a bit more quiet is
もう少し静かにしてもらえると。
Let's break it down into three parts. The first part meaning, to be a bit more quiet, is
もう少し静かにする。
In this case, the verb
する
is changed to te form.
して
to connect to the following auxiliary verb.
もう少し静かにして。
And the second part is an auxiliary verb meaning someone will do something for me.
もらう。
In this case, its potential form
もらえる。
And the third part is a conditional conjunction
と。
You get a clause meaning if you can be a little more quiet for me
もう少し静かにしてもらえると。
This is followed by a phrase meaning that would be helpful
助かります。
Altogether, you'll get a polite request if you can be a little more quiet for me, that would be helpful.
もう少し静かにしてもらえると助かります。
Here's a useful sentence pattern you can use to ask someone to do something politely, which is te form of verb plus
もらえると助かります。
If you do something for me, that would be helpful. Let's practice. Ask your coworker, if you can help me, that would be helpful.
手伝ってもらえると助かります。
Ask your business partner. If you can send the documents by tomorrow, that would be helpful.
明日までに書類を送ってもらえると助かります。
Now, try to participate in the dialogue using some alternative words you learned in this lesson. This time,You'll play the role of a person who visits their neighbor to ask him to be a little more quiet because you work at home at night. Use as many of the expressions you learned in this lesson as possible. Let's get started. You're at your neighbor's door. Say who you are and explain that you live next door. How do you start the conversation?
すみません。隣に住んでいるスミスですが。
スミスさん、どうも。
You say, can I ask you a favor to start with?
あの、ちょっとお願いがあるんですが。
あ、何でしょうか?
Your neighbor asks what this is about. Ask him to be more quiet after 10 o'clock at night because you have little kids.
うちには小さい子供がいますので、できれば夜の10時以降はもう少し静かにしてもらえると助かります。
あ、わかりました。ご迷惑をおかけして申し訳ありませんでした。
Your neighbor understands your request and apologizes to you. How did you do? There are actually a large number of variations you can use in this situation.Make sure to look for them in the lesson notes.
Do you know the number one reason people don't study a second language?
Not enough time.
You're very busy.
We know. And that's why we have one-click lesson downloads on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes.
All free materials will be automatically downloaded for each new lesson as they become available.
Basic and premium members get all access to bonus lesson materials too.
Save time. Spend more time studying.
Never worry about missing another lesson again.
Go to iTunes, search with the phrase JapanesePod101.com, and click subscribe. Okay, that's all for this lesson.
隣の人がうるさくて困ったことはありますか?このレッスンで習った表現を使って上手に隣の人に伝えてみてくださいね。
Right. It's very useful to learn how to ask your neighbor to be quiet. In the next lesson, you'll learn how to explain symptoms to a doctor.
それではまた。
See you all next time!
すみません。隣に住んでいるスミスですが。
スミスさん、どうも。
あの、ちょっとお願いがあるんですが。
あ、何でしょうか。
うちには小さい子供がいますので、できれば夜の10時以降はもう少し静かにしてもらえると助かります。
あ、わかりました。ご迷惑をおかけして申し訳ありませんでした。